Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Peah, Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah finished off by discussing a situation where a person has two different types of wheat, and the question was, must he take one peah from the whole thing, or two peahs from the two different types of wheat? And ultimately, the Mishnah concluded that if a person collects them and piles them up and organizes them and so on and harvests them at one time, then he should do one peah, and if he organizes them twice, then he should take two separate peahs. He should separate peah separately. Our Mishnah now in Parak Beis Mishnah Vav is going to show us and explain to us where we got this halacha from. Says the Mishnah, Masa Shezara Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpah Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. There is a story where Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, he planted certain types of wheat in front of Rabban Gamliel. V'alu, and they went Lelishkas HaGazes, to the special chamber, to the special room where the Sanhedrin stood in the Beis HaMikdash. V'sho'alu, and they asked this exact question. They wanted to know, we have two different types of wheat. Should we take peah from all of it, or should we take two separate amounts of peah? Amar Nachum Halavlar, Nachum the scribe stood up, and this is what he said. Mekubal ali mi Rabbi Miyasha, I have a Kabbalah, I have it, that I received this from Rabbi Miyasha, that Shekibel me Abba, and he got it from his father, Shekibel min Hazugos, who received this tradition from the Zugos. The Zugos were the Tanaim, who were the Av Beis Din, or the Nasi, throughout the generations. Shekiblu min HaNaviim, they got this tradition from the Naviim, from the prophets. Halacha leMoshe miSinai, and they got it as a halacha for Moshe miSinai. Sometimes things are written explicitly right out in the Torah, and sometimes things are traditions that are passed down through Torah Baal Peh. So this particular case was not written in the Torah anywhere, but it's Torah Baal Peh, just like the Mishnah that we're learning right now is Torah Baal Peh. Says the, so what was this tradition? Bizarea es tadeu shnei minechit, and if a person is planting two different types of wheat, im asa'an goren achas, if he is taking them in, collecting them, gathering them, and so on together all at once, no sein pea achas, and he should only separate one pea, shtei gronos, but if he's separating them separately and collecting them and harvesting them separately, then no sein shtei peos, then he should take and separate two separate peos. And again, this is what we learned in the previous Mishnah, but now we see the power of the Misora, that it's not just random things written in the Mishnah, but in this particular case, the Mishnah actually delineates, shows us how we got the Misora, where this halacha came from. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara in Maseches Nazir actually quotes this Mishnah, and note that there are a lot of steps missing. Yehoshua's missing, Kalev's missing, right? All of a sudden we jump from the Nevi'im to Halacha L'Moshe Misina, to Moshe at Har Sinai. There are a lot of steps in between there. So the Gemara actually learns from there that when we're quoting something that we learned, when we're quoting a halacha from somewhere, that we learned it, so you should quote the most recent place that you learned it and the original place that you learned it. But you don't have to quote every single step in between. So if I quoted a halacha to you, and I quoted it, and I saw it in a sefer who quoted some from a different sefer. So you could quote me, and you can quote the first sefer that I quoted, but you don't have to quote every single piece along the way. But this is just the power of our Mesorah, the power of our traditions, that it all ultimately stems back from Halacha L'Moshe miSinai, from Moshe Rabbeinu, when we got the Torah at Har Sinai. Okay, we're continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Sada shekatsru hagayim, a field that is being harvested by non-Jews for themselves. These are not non-Jews that you hired to harvest the food, the crops, but these are the non-Jews just come and they just have to harvest your field for themselves. Kitzaruha, list them, or robbers, bandits, they come and they start harvesting the field for them. Kir smuha nimalim, or a swarm of ants are coming and they're just eating a lot of the crops. Shivarta haruach obehema, or a big wind comes and destroys a lot of your crops, or animals come, or an animal comes and eats up some of your crops. In these situations, pitura, you are exempt from taking peah, And the reason is because the only time that you're obligated to separate peah is, as the pasuk says, uvekotrachem, when you harvest it, when it's harvested by a non-Jews, by bandits, when some other type of animal or swarm of ants come and destroy your field and take away your crops, then you are potter from separating peah for that field, because again, you didn't harvest it; it was harvested by someone or by something else. Okay, if it finishes off the Mishnah, katzar chetzia v'katzru listim chetzia. Let's say you harvest half of it, and the listim and the robbers harvest the other half of it for themselves. Or another example, the animals come and eat half of it, but you do harvest part of the field. There is kotzrochem; you did harvest some of it. What's the halacha then? Says the Mishnah Petura, you're still potter, even though you harvested some of the field, you're still potter from separating peah, shechovas ha-peah bekama. Because the obligation of separating peah is bakama, is when there has to be some left standing at the end, and even though you did some of it, the other part of the field, the other section of crops, were harvested or were separated by someone or by something else. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav discussed this situation about two different types of chit, of grain, of chitin, and the Mishnah concluded, like the previous Mishnah did, that it depends on how, and depends on the amount of time that you are separating and the levels that you're separating it, whether it's once or whether it's twice. But regardless, the purpose of the Mishnah was to delineate, was to show us the Mesorah, was to show us where Rabban Gamliel got this halacha from. He didn't know the answer. They went to the Sanhedrin, and Nachum HaLavlar told this tradition of what the halacha is in that particular case. And then he moved to Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, which taught us that in order for you to be obligated in peah, you have to harvest and collect all of the crops and the grains. It can't be that it's collected by someone else. If you send someone, if someone's your shliach, your messenger to do it, that's certainly fine. But if non-Jews or listim and so on go and they harvest it for themselves, then there's no obligation in peah. You have to do the entire thing by yourself. Have a great day.